Ballinger, St. Helena, California, April 4, 1907. Dear Brother Ballinger, we were made very sad to hear of your illness. It grieves me to the heart to hear of your affliction. But, my brother, do not be discouraged. One thing after another has kept us from coming to Los Angeles and San Diego. We have felt afflicted with you in the death of your mother, and we have prayed for you. Do not grieve so sorely. I know you must all feel deeply grieved by her loss, but you should take comfort in the fact that she did not suffer as many are called to suffer. I wish I had been with you to speak the words of comfort that I would desire to speak in her case. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Write, Blessed are the dead that die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. And I looked, and behold a white cloud, and upon the cloud one sat like unto the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. And another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him that sat upon the cloud, Thrust in thy sickle and reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe. And he that sat upon the cloud thrust in his sickle in the earth, and the earth was reaped. Revelation 14, verse 12 to 16. When the Lord sees fit to remove me from my work by death, I do not want any to mourn for me. For one of authority has said, Write, Blessed are the dead that die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. Verse 13. Father Ballinger, I want you to understand these words. I know you do not doubt that your wife was the Lord's child. You will miss your companion, but you must not miss the comfort of the heavenly messenger. Blessed are the dead that die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. Verse 13. Perilous times are just before us. Brethren Ballinger, you have tried to bind up your lives with Christ in God. The Lord has wrought with you both, and you are obtaining an experience in the things of God. You have been made stewards of means, and you have tried to be faithful with the Lord's entrusted capital. Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom the Lord shall make ruler over his household, to give them meat in due season? Matthew 24, verse 45. Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find faithful in the discharge of his duty. You are stewards of the mysteries of the grace of Christ. A sacred dignity and trust has been imposed upon you. The means you have invested in faith in the cause of God is not lost. I also have means entrusted in the cause of present truth. Be assured that the Lord will not allow us to be losers by investing our means for the furtherance of His work. He has His eyes upon us, and upon that which we have returned to Him, and it is safe. Let us trust our Heavenly Father, even when it is not easy to trust. Be of good courage. Do not despond. Trust your Heavenly Father to bring you out all right. My heart is drawn out to you in sympathy and love. In your affliction you may have joy in the Lord. He loves you, and if you will look to Him, He will comfort and bless you. I will not leave you comfortless, He says. I will come to you. John 14, verse 18. Put your trust in the Lord, and bear your trial patiently. You have worked for God in faith. He accepts your faith, and He will bless you. I understand how great an affliction this is to you, and I can sympathize with you, for I have passed over the same ground. You may be surprised that I have not written to you before. I would have done so, but that I expected to be with you before this. Circumstances which we could not control have made it impossible to leave home, and so we have stayed on. We hope we can free ourselves soon. When we come, we can tell you more about it. But if we do not come immediately, you will understand it is because we were unavoidably detained. May the Lord bless you all.